Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares an understanding of our dual nature as both spiritual and physical beings and how to use the universal laws of energy to transform and heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Today I am delighted to welcome Lisa Barnett, the author of The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, who has founded the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom to teach 6 new Akashic Access prayers to humanity. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You know, Lisa, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I search within our hearts and minds, intellectually and spiritually, to find tools to uncover the mysteries of this world and of the history of human and divine evolution. We seek to find ways to deal with life's changing realities and to experience our personal lives more fully through developing skills to change the ordinary possibilities and create extraordinary results. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Lisa will guide us through the Akashic Knowing Wisdom Prayer System, a 5-part system with 3 vibrational keys to access your own Akashic record and find out more of what you hope to master in this time and in this life. You may become more skilled at the art of formulating questions, which is a hard thing for most of us to do, and to retrieve life-enhancing answers, or to release karma or soul contracts that bind you to negative life patterns, and also to gain confidence and clarity about personal situations that challenge your sense of well-being. Lisa, I love to begin each show by asking my guests to think back to their childhood and any experiences, interests, or values which were important to them and which may have led them to the interests, work, and lifestyle they now are living.
You know, that is a great question, and I have a very kind of clear memory of one moment. I was about 3 years old, and really the way my memory remembers it is that I looked at my hands, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm trapped in a body again. and it was like this huge shock, and I said to my mother, I want to go back. I want to go home. Mm. And my poor mother said, it's your home, honey, you know. And, you know, the interesting thing, of course, in hindsight, I mean, I literally found that was a very profound memory of, at that time, of actually being just a soul, just a spirit, not in a physical body. And my memory was literally of standing with 2 other souls. So the 3 of us were communicating with such ease that we just knew everything the other person was sharing, right? It was telepathic, energetic, emotional. And I was frustrated, I know, as a 3-year-old trying to communicate with adults. You know, you're just really learning to communicate at that sort of age, 2, 3, 4. You're really just trying to master language.
Well, you know, Lisa, as a teacher, I have worked with children, and I still do. And I see young children, and they are communicating, and their parents say, well, you didn't answer me. Oh, but I'm very intuitive and empathic, and I see that they did. And they're having the same challenge you had, being able to, from another energy field, be able to communicate without using words in a physical way. And I have a similar memory at 3 years old, too. I was lying on the grass in the Catskill Mountains, and I was crying. And I was thinking and talking to above. I didn't know at that time who I was talking to, but I said, why did you drop me in this place? So it seems like for some of us, the memory of home or beyond or an easier way for us to flow through life and be, to just simply be the soul energy that we are, is remembered. when we come into this physical world, and this physical world is very hard for these sensitive children.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And for me, the great gift of that was that I really knew, felt, and, you know, in that deep intuitive knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there was this greater expanse, other dimensions, other planes, where there was great joy and ease. And so for me, the challenge was a little bit more about being in a human body, not about not being in a human body. So it's been, you know, it's interesting how those things play out in our life. But of course, it has always been the driving force for me in the spiritual work that I do.
So you started very early, and you continued.
Yes.
You didn't pull away from it and go into a more material lifestyle, perhaps, or you continued always to work spiritually. And did you have help from the family or people around you who were also
It was a little mixed. I'm sorry. It actually was mixed. So when I was, you know, kind of old enough to really start to read a lot of books, 13, 14, 15, 16, I read everything I could get my hands on about the spiritual world. And actually, I was lucky because I was living in California. It was the early 70s. There was, you know, Carlos Castaneda, Journeys Out of the Body, Baba Ram Dass, East was coming to the West. It was a fascinating time. So I really delved very deep into all of that, and even into minoring in philosophy in college. But I did eventually kind of decide that it was time to get a real job and go out into the world. So I literally I went to college. I spent 15 or more years in advertising in the corporate world working, until it literally took quite a toll on me physically, because I wasn't on my soul path. Mm-hmm. And I came down with, you know, chronic fatigue. And it was really through the process of healing the body that I stumbled upon an energy worker, an acupuncturist, and even a psychic who said, you know, you're a healer. And I said, no, I'm in advertising.
It happened the same way for me. I was in the business mm-hmm. world, very, very involved in the material world. But underneath, I always sensed that there was much more to our being and to what we should be doing. And eventually I hurt my knee, and I was at a conference, and someone put their hand on my shoulder and whispered in my ear, you're a healer, you can do this. And I had no idea how someone could transfer energy that way. But a week later I was in a Reiki healing course, and then it was history after that. Everything opened mm-hmm. up. But for many years I quieted my intuitiveness. There was no one really around me who was interested or who could have talked to me or developed it with me. My family was not. They were very practical, methodical people, and there was no sense of this other world or energy mm-hmm. And other ways to change perceptions about the physical and spiritual world and bring them together. So like you, we found our way, or those above us helped us at the right time to bring us back into what we were supposed to be doing. Now let's go on to the Akashic Records, because your book is very detailed about the infinite wisdom of the Akashic Records. So please tell us about that.
I would love to. So the Akashic Records are the records of your soul from the time your soul individuates from source millennia ago until this very present moment. And so everything you've ever been or done, whether you've lived here on Earth, whether you've been human, or you were living in the angelic realm, or you were living in another plane or place or planet or dimension, everything your soul has ever been and done is recorded in your personal Akashic record. So the fascinating thing is that each one of you has your very own record, your very own personal library, and to me the really extra kind of cool part is that you have your own librarians. And so you have a team of Akashic Record, beings of light, teachers, masters, lords that keep your records and are literally here to help you.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful knowing we're never alone and we have these magnificent guides to help us if we just start to pay attention and listen and quiet our mind, the ego thoughts, the illusion of the world, and go into a quieter state of energy, our inner wisdom, which can connect to this. It takes practice. It's good to be in a group or with a teacher who can help you facilitate the type of training that you need to develop maybe more rapidly, I would say, than doing it alone and spending years going through books, which is great too. Any way we learn is the right way for us. But I think it is very good to be with like-minded people who can help you. And in reference to this and these guides, you wrote, "Feel like you are carrying too much baggage? Are you spaced out and tired, overcome with emotion, depressed, angry, frustrated?" Most of us think it has to be a long and painful journey when we're at a crossroad or faced with a difficult decision. And yet, through the use of these ancient energetic tools, blocks and constrictions that stand in your way can be cleared. So that's the beauty of having teachers who know our whole life from before and now and who can guide us and help us move through some of the emotions of the physical world more rapidly, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is so useful when these beings come in and we can say, what is blocking me? Why am I stuck in this old pattern? Or, you know, many of us want to say, you know, why did I, you know, if I believe I picked this, why would I have picked this hard life or these, you know, these this challenging situation, whatever it is for us. And when we start to ask the why, these Akashic record keepers, these beings of light that keep your specific records, can actually answer a lot of the whys for us. So what we realize is that there are lessons that we came to learn so we can grow spiritually. There is old karma that we want to learn and finish. There are soul contracts to support people, to work through things, again, to learn and grow. This, to us as souls, is just like the most amazing school, really, if you can look at it that way and take it a little bit lighter.
It is. All of life is just a background for experiences and the gathering of knowledge. And, you know, I encourage our listeners to get involved in energy work groups. We were just talking about this with people who can encourage positive development and personal growth. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote, there are several types of energy healing. Some, like Reiki and acupuncture, have been around for thousands of years. Others have been developed more recently. Their methods may differ, as well as certain aspects of their ideologies, but they all operate on one basic premise. There is more to us than our physical bodies. So energy sessions focus on the life force, or chi, that flows within all living things. And the goal is to release, dissolve, or transmute negative feelings that block this force and cause imbalance and illness in the body. All of these methods have benefits that range from improving or healing the physical body to clearing past painful memories and negative thought patterns. It is my continued hope that we begin to merge the Eastern healing modalities with Western or modern medicine to achieve true healing, which is a mind, body, and spiritual process. And the Akashic records and the guides, once we learn to access that help, can help us to do what we need for ourselves personally and for our communities, and to evolve as a human species with more compassion and love. So I think all healing tools and all ways of moving forward are very good for us. Lisa, many people hope to find a happy, supportive relationship and wonder if there is such a thing as a soulmate. Let's look at the Akashic Records and see how they can be useful in our personal relationships. So what do the Akashic Records say about soulmates?
Well, you know, that's really fascinating because what they have told us about soulmates is, the way they explain it is they say, we have very large soul families, but literally because when we individuate from source, we're these huge, really powerful, amazing, big souls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we travel through the universes and galaxies and time, we usually actually start to break into more than just two pieces. We break into 10, 100, 1,000. So our soul family, what they say is, you know, we're born in a basket. So if you imagine there was a dozen little souls that were all born together and they start, you know, wandering through the galaxies together. And then they come to a planet and they say, hey, let's live here. Let's go live in, you know, let's be souls that live in these little bodies in this beautiful little planet. Well, sometimes our souls are so big, we just can't be in that little body. And so we say, oh, okay, so I'll break into 10 pieces or 100 pieces so I can experience life on Earth, or I can experience life in some other realm. And so it's no problem, it's no pain. We literally just, you know, let go and literally break into more of us. So we have more than one soulmate is kind of the beautiful answer. So we have many souls that we really know on a deep level that have been part of us too. But to me, the nice thing that is so kind of reassuring for so many of us is that there's not just one needle in a whole big haystack, that there's, you know, hundreds of us out there, really. And sometimes we separated 1,000 years ago and we're really familiar, and sometimes we separated, you know, 20,000 years ago and we're not quite as familiar, but we're still all soul families. And then the other piece of that is, so yes, we have kind of soulmates, but a lot more than just one.
Lisa, thank you for saying that, because only recently I had a client come in for a Reiki session, and she had broken up with a boyfriend, and she was very distressed because she didn't think she could meet anyone else, and she was very depressed about it. And I said something very similar to her, that there are many ways for us to connect and resonate. And when something ends, sometimes there's another opportunity waiting for us, another experience. And you cannot confine yourself to believing that there is only one person that you can find love. Actually, when you really understand love in its fullest terms, you know love is not just a romantic concept. It is about resonating with the energy, the oneness of our being, and the interconnectedness of all. So thank you very much for saying that. Yeah, it is the
Absolutely.
Truth.
Absolutely.
And something else you just said that also amazed me. I have been thinking recently that part of our energy is here, part of our energy is in the past, part of our energy is in the future. We might be observing ourselves at all times as we are learning in this experience. And it's what you just said about parts of us breaking up and still being connected while we are exploring other realities or places or times, because we don't live in a linear world. Energy doesn't live in a linear world as the physical world is. So I like that you said that. So some people, some people feel they have nothing in common with their family of origin. Families are indeed where there is so much dysfunction and many issues play out in the physical world. So what do the masters of the Akashic Records say about that?
Well, the interesting thing is, again, we write many, 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 I'm going to say hundreds of soul contracts with other people. in our lives. And many of them are support contracts to help, to support, to be of service. Many of them have to do with finishing some old karma, finishing a lesson that's still unlearned or incomplete. And so what happens with our family of origin is sometimes we pick a family because we want to be with, say, one of our siblings or one of the parents, or sometimes it's an aunt or a grandmother. So we may not feel that real synergy connection to mom and dad, mm-hmm. but we have a grandmother that we are so close to that is really more like a mother to us, or a sibling that we become very best friends, and that's our support team for life. And sometimes, here's kind of a cool thing the masters tell us, is that we live here on Earth hundreds of times, so we don't just come once or twice or 5 or 10 times. We literally come back hundreds of times, and sometimes we come back into a family because of the ancestral lineage. So I was working with a woman the other day, and she was her great-great-grandmother in a past life. So sometimes we come in to reclaim and regain that ancestral lineage, that family genetics, that wisdom and information that's in that family group. Mm-hmm. So we come back into that family again, even if it seems a little unlikely at the moment.
I understand that, yeah, because a long time ago when I was first beginning this work, I was in a school, I was a teacher, and somebody working in the cafeteria said to me, "Would you like to know how this life connects to a life that you had in Portugal?" So I said, "Well, of course, yes, thank you very much." And she said, "You know, in that life you died rather young, you were run over by a horse and carriage, and you weren't able to raise your son. He was only 4 years old when you passed." And then she said, "And your mother in this life is that son." And it made perfect sense to me in that moment, because I had always thought of my mother as very childlike and adorable and amusing. And I was able to take care of her in this life when mm-hmm. she was older. So it is amazing how sometimes the information, you sense something, but you can't validate it necessarily. But somebody else who has a contract with you or a soul connection floats by and gives you the answer. So it's a wonderful thing. Let's go on to karma. Does karma or certain past lives affect us in concerns like abundance or lack of abundance and other life issues such as relationships or health?
Absolutely. Yeah, the way I see karma, the way the Akashic Masters explain karma to us, is kind of the simple idea is a circle or a cycle. So if you are having a life, and your example is really a perfect one, Cheryl, because here you're having a life, you have, you're married, you have a 4-year-old, and you get run over by a horse and buggy and die. Well, there's an incomplete, right?
Yes.
You didn't get to complete your soul contract with your son. And so you could call that an incomplete cycle, which we often call karma. Karma doesn't have to be about good or bad. It's not a punishment. It's about a completion. So this life, you say, "I'm going to write a soul contract to finish this karma with my son, who in this life is my mother." Right? So now this life, you got to help her and take care of her as she aged and finish that cycle.
Yeah, so I like that you're saying karma. A lot of people think karma is cause and effect and something bad that you have to correct. But it's not. It's just a matter of finishing what you started to do, and it can be something very wonderful and beautiful, like what I was able to do with my mother. Great. That was a great way to describe that. Now, you describe many valuable prayers, useful in opening and using the Akashic records to gather this personal soul information. Can you tell us briefly about some of the prayers that you write about in the book?
Yes, absolutely. So the Akashic Masters have given me two types of prayers. One I call an access prayer, and those prayers actually open and move us into this beautiful high vibration, which is pure divine source energy in the Akashic Records. So these prayers literally easily and simply shift us into our Akashic Records without having to do an hour-long guided meditation or to sit in silence for years. We can literally learn to do this very quickly and simply. Now, I teach people in, say, a weekend workshop or something like that. So, you know, it's not a minute, but it's, you know, a couple of hours, a weekend workshop. And so these are access prayers. And then the Akashic Masters have also given me 12 healing prayers. And these healing prayers help us vibrationally to shift and let go of old energy. So there's a prayer for forgiveness, which literally helps us when we can move into forgiveness and move into unconditional love. That literally helps us complete old karma, because often we're stuck in a cycle because we don't forgive someone for what they've done to us. And this is very detrimental to our learning and our growth, our compassion and our love. So we're stuck in this unforgiving place. So when we can move into our hearts and use the forgiveness prayer to open and let go of that old stuck energy of blame or anger or whatever that might be for a person, that literally will complete karma.
And I'm going to ask our listeners, when they read your book, to try to work on that prayer a lot, because many of us are still carrying past hurts and wounds from childhood or past lives, and we still get into a state where a button is pushed and we think that someone has hurt us, when actually we're the only ones who can hurt ourselves by our perception. If we get into the state of forgiveness, letting go and surrendering, we will be in a better state and able to really explore this world and worlds beyond this in a much better way. So I'm going to ask them to really take a look at that prayer. What would you like readers to take away with them after reading about the Akashic Records?
Well, the book is honestly a step-by-step tool to actually learn how to access the Akashic Records. And like you so wisely said earlier on, these are all processes. I assist people also by teaching live classes on the phone or in different cities around. But we can learn to move into this beautiful, high, divine vibration of love, and we can, through our own work and through our own diligence of practicing and working in the records and asking questions of our record keepers, of our Akashic Masters, we can go step by step through healing, clearing, letting go of, seeing the world from a different point of view. To me, the Akashic Records is like taking a rocket ship to the moon. The earth is beautiful.
And and being in that energy and reaching a level of higher consciousness, peace and love and compassion is what all healing techniques are searching or seeking. And yes, once you find that, you're on your way to understanding mm-hmm. yourself, the world, the universe, and love much, much better. So thank you. I want to thank you, Lisa Barnett, author of The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, for sharing your thoughtful, enlivening view of an important tool, the Akashic Records, for metaphysical seekers who wish to find ways to access and utilize the eternal infinite wisdom of the universe for an improved soul's journey. For more information and to purchase this book, go to theinfinitewisdom.com.
Yes, and I would love to add that if people go there to theinfinitewisdom.com, there are three free gifts that you can get, and the forgiveness prayer is one of them, and a beautiful PDF people can download. So three wonderful gifts at theinfinitewisdom.com just for you.
Thank you. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Lisa and I have shared experiences that opened up our traditional way to see the world, perhaps as linear, and from purely a physical view, to a large awakening which allowed us to access our inner potential or soul energy, to the infinite connection each of us has to universal life forces. We can begin to see the Akashic records, which are so expansive in knowledge, like the multidimensional beings we are, that have layers and layers of life issues with karma attachments from past life times and also those created in this lifetime. We can discover the true purpose for this physical life, which is to refine our inner energy, grow past traumas and dramas in order to complete our soul contracts and karmic circles. Each relationship affords us the opportunity to learn something about ourselves and gives us the ability to create new thoughts and patterns. Lisa wrote, "Sometimes when we have a situation with our boss or partner, we might think that he isn't so bright or nice, but the truth may be that you came to learn something from him about yourself, or to finish some karma, or to complete a vow. Not always, but often, people come into our lives for a reason. Your responsibility is to find out what that reason is. What are the details of this prearranged matter? Is it a soul contract? What is written into this contract? Is it one of completion, growth, or support? Lisa and I would suggest you begin to look at repeated events in your life and also the people who you are struggling to understand and work with, and to begin to use all the energetic tools of healing to begin to access a personal communication with the higher beings, loved ones, guides of spirit, who are waiting for you to awaken and call on them and to answer your questions. Meditate, pray, surround yourself with supportive individuals. Read. Just ask your questions. That is the first step. And then listen to the wisdom of your higher self as it taps into the universal laws of energy. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, and invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to learn more about the way you may begin or advance your own spiritual awakening process, and also to listen to leaders in the metaphysical realms share open-ended wisdom. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.